good morning. This is a very, very proud moment for everybody at TFL. Because I want you to know that this morning I cycled here at roughly the speed of an elderly French onion seller. I set out from my home in the wilds of North London. And I want you to know that I obey every single rule of the road. Is anybody following me will testify? Anybody here following me? From the media, perhaps? I was following every... I stopped like a pillar of salt at every single traffic light. And I barely broke into a sweat. I didn't have a time, but I barely broke into a sweat. And yet, I got here in 35 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, from Islington. And, even though I was going, as I say, so slowly, I was barely standing upright. And at right about the head of the castle, I overhauled a chap, a sort of young, thick, muscular chap, bombing the base in an open-top Peugeot. I think it was one of those flash-fast Peugeots. And he was in his shorts, looking unbelievably dynamic and athletic. And if he was stalled in traffic, emitting heaven knows how much fossil fume CO2 into the atmosphere. And I not only overtook him at the castle, he then pulled away from me. I overtook him, I want you to know, I finally overtook him just outside there. And as I did, I told him, ladies and gentlemen, he should have been on the bike, shouldn't he? What a disgrace on a beautiful morning like this. He was stalled, a single man, perfectly young and fit, in traffic, travelling some nugatory, some trifling distance across London in a car. And I beat him, of course, because I was conveyed on the magnificent new blue cycle superhighway CS7. Which took me in every possible comfort and style from North London to this place. And it's a wonderful thing. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing this for all sorts. Cathy and David have alluded to some of the reasons why we're doing this. We're doing this because it makes fantastic sense for the city in all sorts of ways. We have a population of 12-year-olds that are getting fatter and fatter. I can't preach too much myself, but we must tackle the scourge of obesity or the big society. we must deal with that problem, and we can. And but much more importantly, and it's wonderful. Do you arrive with you? If you cycle, of course, you arrive full of serotonin, endorphins, energy, and all the rest of it, or whatever your next meeting is. In fact, you're positively irritating to everybody around you once you've been cycling. But even more important than that, I believe it makes sense for our city because it changes, it's part of a programme of things that are going to change the urban landscape, what it's like to live in, to move around in London. And in the run-up to the Olympics, it's part of our vision of a cleaner, greener, safer city where you have a cycling revolution, where people are going around in electric cars, where of course you have a wonderful new hop-on, hop-off, fall-over, Routemaster-style bus restored. It's part of a huge number of changes we want to make that I think will improve the look and feel of London, not just as an end in itself, and I think that is a great end in itself, not just because it makes London more attractive and more habitable, but it does do those things, but why? Because we want to make London a greater and a more attractive place for investment. Our city has to compete with other great global centres. London, I think, will acquire an ever greater reputation as the best big city on earth to live in. That is what the cycle revolution is all about, my friends. Anyway, thank you all very, very much for coming. I want you to know, the blue of the cycle superhighway, what is the blue? What does it mean, the blue? What does this iconography portend? It is not the blue. Oh, I'm ashamed to say, thank you, Barclays, but it is not the blue of Barclays. Nor is it the blue of the Conservative Party, right? I have not seized power in London in order to put Woad on the roads in the name of the Conservative Party. It's not the blue, it is the blue, I would say, it's the blue of freedom and the blue of a wonderful new cycling revolution. Thank you, everybody, for coming along this morning. I should say, by the way, that there are now only 2 weeks left to go for all of us, I don't think I've done it yet, for all of us to register to participate in the cycle hire scheme. Did you know that? Right, so go online and get signed up. It's going to be fantastically cheap and well worth doing as well. Thank you all at Barclays. Thank you, TFL. Thank you, everybody who laid on this magnificent Marquee, which I'm sure is thoroughly good value in these tough circumstances. Thank you for coming, and forward, everybody, with a cycling revolution that is going to change our city. Thank you very much.